Hello from Bear and Kura, a podcast from the Land of Oz Information Services. I love you, Kura.
I love you, Bear.
This is episode 151 of the Bear and Kura podcast. We're going to talk about the top gay movies.
This should be interesting, I think. I'm excited about this.
Well,
I'm not very good at this, though.
Me neither. And I started out with like a list of 100 gay movies, and by the time I whittled out all the ones that I'd never heard of, I was down to 25.
Okay, I'll be interested to know if I know most of these or not. Okay. You want me to start or you want to start?
You start.
Okay, the first one we got is Airplane, 1980. The classic parody of 70s disaster flicks. There's a character named Johnny portrayed by gay actor Steven Stucker. In the film, Johnny is a worker in the control tower helping to safely land a plane. Johnny is gay. He is hilariously stereotypically gay.
You think so?
I think, yeah, it's over the top, I think. It's freaking hilarious, I mean.
Especially considering 1980.
Yeah, I mean, it was ahead of its time.
It does not portray gay people in a very good light.
No, but there's a lot of things
It's a parody.
Yeah. People get upset about a lot of things, but if you can't laugh at yourself, who can you laugh at?
It's kind of like saying that Friends is terrible because it has a few anti-gay jokes.
Yeah, you got to look at the majority of it, you know. There's worse things. I mean, you look at some of the stuff from the 80s, like 16 Candles, for instance, when they had the Japanese character climbing in a tree with a bonsai.
What was his name? Long Duck Dong?
Long Duck Dong, yeah. And he had they put the bonsai bandana around them, and yeah, I mean, to the whole squinty eyes, yeah, so.
And when you think about it, Airplane was a parody, so they're actually making fun of gay stereotypes.
Yeah. So there's a lot of good one-liners like we were talking about before.
Like what?
You ever seen a grown man naked, Bobby?
Do you like gladiator movies?
Do you like gladiator movies? It's hilarious, I mean. It's one of those just classic movies. Just, you can't beat it. I mean, I want to watch it now again. But it's one of those that just, a lot of movies don't hold up. And Airplane's held up, I think.
And who would have thought that this would be on the list of gay movies?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's kind of interesting seeing that.
Okay. Scary Movie, year 2000. Although the Wayans brothers have a history of hilariously gay comedy in their films, they reached their apex with the character of Ray, portrayed by Sean Mayans.
Wayans. Sean Wayans.
Wayans, yeah. In Scary Movie 1 and 2. The character of Ray is a jock. He's a jock who has all the stereotypical earmarks of a flaming homosexual, yet he doesn't believe himself to be gay.
I've never seen any of these movies. I know they're out there. I've seen probably highlights from them, but I don't think I've ever sat down and watched one through.
I would have thought you were a big fan of scary movies.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the real scary movie, yeah. I mean, but yeah. Isn't this the one with the girl from Mom?
It's the, I don't know.
Mina Ferris?
It's the one with the character in
Ghostface?
Kind of like a Grim Reaper outfit.
Yeah, the Ghostface outfit.
Yeah.
But it's a parody on Scary Movies also.
Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah, I've never watched that one.
I never have either.
So,
but I know of it.
Yeah.
We went to a Mexican food place once, and I was wearing a shirt that had that figure on the front of
Ghostface.
It. And he just went, the our server, who's obviously gay, just went off. He had a tattoo of
Ghostface on his arm.
Yeah.
He has that because of the Scream movies. The original Ghostface is a killer. And he's more of the I think he's, in the Scary Movie, it's doing a parody of the scary movies called Scream, which were real big in the 90s.
I see.
And Ghostface is the killer, kind of like how Michael Myers was in Halloween. You know Michael Myers is, right? Mm-hmm. Jason, he's the anti-hero. He's the bad guy. He's the killer in all the shows. He wears that mask. So the guy, the waiter, he was more of a fan about the Ghostface Killer from the movies, I think.
So not the parody, but the movie that they're parodying.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know anything about Sean Wayans?
Not much. I just know.
Is he one of the Wayans brothers?
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah, there's like five or six of them, I think.
So he's probably playing gay.
Yeah, I think so. I think he's one of the younger brothers.
Speaking of playing gay, the guy in Airplane, Stevens Tucker,
mm-hmm.
he died just recently.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay.
Brokeback Mountain. Two young men forge a deep bond while herding sheep on Brokeback Mountain, leading to a complex and secretive romantic relationship that spans over decades.
Yep. A very good movie. Did you watch it?
I guess you could say it's a very good movie. Who was the director?
Yang Lee.
Yang Lee. Who's done lots of really great movies.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. This one sort of glorified a closet relationship.
Yeah. Well, you got to think of the time and span that they were covering. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It was a no-no.
Even when it was filmed, and it was portraying probably in the 50s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it was pretty difficult to have a gay relationship back then.
Mm-hmm. Very difficult. That movie wrecked me. I cried like a baby.
Oh, yeah. It was so sad.
It was so tragic. It was just very, very sad. I've only seen it a handful of times because I generally don't want to put myself through that.
What was that last line? I don't know how to...
I can't fix you. Or I can't quit you.
I can't quit you.
Yeah.
We need to say that to Trump.
God. You had to go there, didn't you? The whole mood in the room just deflated. All right. Call Me By Your Name, 2017. Set in 1980s Italy, a passionate summer romance blossoms between a young boy and his father's American assistant, exploring themes of love and loss. Do you know who's in this?
No, I don't.
You don't?
No. You probably know more about it than I do.
It's Armie Hammer and what's his name? I'm picturing his face. He was in Dune.
Yeah, I know.
Played Bob Dylan.
I know who you're talking about, but
what's his
name? I
can't
think of his name.
It's gonna drive me crazy, but he plays in it too. So Charlemagne.
Oh. That's his last name, right?
Yeah, Timothy Chalamet. Timothy Chalamet, okay. Okay. So there, I thought of it.
Well, this movie... Armie Hammer is kind of problematic right now.
Very.
I think he's starting to come back from that, but mm-hmm. for quite a while he was sort of... persona non grata in Hollywood.
Yeah, he had a very bad image.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a very attractive man, but apparently he's very...
You think so?
I think he's attractive. I mean, he's not gorgeous, but I mean, I think he's not ugly. I wouldn't throw him away.
Hmm.
But he's, from what I understand, he's got a little bit of a freak side.
Hmm.
That's the images that he's got in Hollywood, so...
Hmm.
But I don't know. I don't know him personally, so I could care
less. Me neither. The Handmaiden. Now, this is probably not the Handmaiden you were thinking of.
Mm-mm.
In 1930s Korea, a con woman is hired to be the handmaiden to a Japanese heiress, but their relationship becomes complicated as they develop feelings for each other.
Hmm. No, nothing. I've heard of it, never watched it.
Me too. But probably... Don't watch a whole lot of lesbian movies.
No. Not at all.
I don't know. I can't fault myself for that, but I can't say it's something I've strived for either.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that there's a lot of movies to watch. And
Yeah, because there's only so much time in the day.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Love, Simon, 2018. A high school student navigates life, love, and coming out to his friends and family, all while trying to uncover the identity of his anonymous online crush.
Don't know.
I don't think I've ever seen it either.
No, I know, I haven't.
It kind of sounds like the 16 Candles of recent days.
No, so it's more of a comedy?
Well, it's a movie about young people.
Mm-hmm.
Which is not going to be my thing anymore.
No. Okay.
My Own Private Idaho, 1991. Two friends, one of whom is a narcoleptic street hustler, embark on a journey of self-discovery and love across the American Northwest.
I'm a terrible fag. I haven't seen that movie either. I've heard a lot about it.
I've heard a lot about it too, but I don't... The plot doesn't sound familiar to me, so I probably have not seen it.
Yeah, I remember when it came out, it made a big stink because of what it was covering. I remember that. It was more of an artsy film. But it was, I remember hearing a lot about it, but I never saw it.
That's probably something I should see then.
Yeah. Okay. The Kids Are All Right, 2010. A lesbian couple's family dynamic gets tested when their teenage children seek out their biological father, leading to unexpected complications.
Now, isn't Mark Ruffalo in this?
I think so.
Yeah. I don't think I've seen it.
I haven't seen this one either.
I have seen a lot of movies with Mark Ruffalo in it just because he's in it and he's pretty good to look at.
Yeah.
But I have not seen this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Maurice, 1987. That's a long time ago. In early 20th century England, a young man grapples with his homosexuality in a society that condemns it, leading to a life-altering decision. There must be a cliffhanger or something, because they don't want to say how it ended.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know about that one either.
It's a movie I've heard of, but I've never seen.
It sounds like something I don't know if I want to see, because by the end of it, leading to a life-altering decision, it sounds like it's a cliff, like you said, a cliffhanger.
And I'll bet it's an artsy kind of film, too.
Probably. All right. But I'm a Cheerleader, 1999. A high school cheerleader is sent to a conversion therapy camp when her parents suspect she's a lesbian, leading to comedic and heartfelt revelations.
Yeah, I think we've both heard of this.
Okay.
I don't think either one of us has seen it, though.
I haven't seen it either. It's like you said, I can't relate to lesbian movies, so it's hard for me to watch them. That's probably part of my character flaw, but...
Except this one's a comedy.
I'm picky about comedies, though. I'm terrible about comedies. I really am. I mean, I couldn't tell you that the last time I sat down and watched something besides, like, stand-up comedy.
Mm-hmm.
I'll watch stand-up all day long, but I couldn't tell you the last time I've seen, like, a sit-down, laugh-out-like comedy. Because I find them to be redundant, and most of the time, like you said, most of the time the funny stuff you see is all in the commercials.
Oh, yes.
So it's God, very...
I remember in my teenage years, there was a movie called The something, shoot, like The Bad Guy or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It was a Western. And you watch the commercials on TV for it, it looks like it's a laugh a minute.
Mm-hmm.
But when you get to the theater, you realize all the funny jokes were in that commercial.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, it's just not, and it's been like that for quite a while. I mean, and I think a lot of it has to do with just society in general. I mean, there's movies that were out in the 90s and 2000s, even the early 2000s, that they would never show nowadays because it would offend people.
Hmm.
You know what I mean? So people.
Well, I don't know. We're probably coming around on that.
Probably. I think people are ready to line up a little bit more, hopefully. But
well, I just mean DEI is not supposed to be a thing anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. So, I mean, it's, like I said, you got to laugh at yourself sometimes. But there is a line that can be crossed, so I'm going to understand that, too.
And this is a movie that I think we should watch.
I'm a Cheerleader?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Paris is Burning, 1990. A documentary capturing the vibrant drag ball culture of New York City in the late 1980s. highlighting themes of race, class, and gender.
Okay.
I've heard things about this over and over and over and over again, but it's not a subject that I think I would be interested in.
Yeah, it'd be one of those I'd have to have a full nap during that day and then watch it, because I have a feeling I'd fall asleep. I know I would. So, but this does remind me of this TikTok or whatever. I wanted to tell you about this. I'm sorry bringing it up now, but they were doing a TikTok, and it said if Stonewall was filmed today, and they basically did videos of, like, TikToks of, like, burning the building down and drag queens standing up, like, no, this is happening now. Like, it was actually, they were filming it like it was actually at Stonewall and interviewing people, and they're like, you know, we had to do this. They were holding us back.
Is that what the Stonewall movie is?
I don't know.
I've not seen it.
It gave me the chills watching it. It was pretty cool. It was a really long video, and it was just, and, you know, so the drag queens coming out, and like, you know what, we're tired of this. We had to stand up for our rights, and basically if social media was around back then and how...
This is on TikTok?
This is on TikTok. This video is, yeah.
And I'm not likely to see it.
No, if I can find it, I'll pull it up, because I think you'd find it neat. It's just, but it's all make-believe, but it's if it was like Stonewall happened today with like social media and how...
That sounds like a great idea.
It's really neat. I think you would really like it and show, you know, it's all make-believe, but it looks like it's real. Like, you know, it's, you can see like paramedics and cops there in the scene. It's supposed to be shot like at Stonewall, and them, you know, and they're interviewing the drag queens and gay people and, you know, this and that. And then there's another video that was attached to it. It was talking about Stonewall and how it gave the correct history of Stonewall and how people misbelieve how the mob was on the gay people's side. The mob really wasn't on the gay people's side. The mob was shaking gay people down just as much as the cops were. So it was pretty good video also that I watched. So,
well, a lot of really popular TikToks end up over on YouTube, so I might be able to find there if I know what the name is.
Yeah, I'll find out and I'll share it with you. So, but yeah, I think you probably need it. Sorry, guys, it was a little off the.
I don't think the Stonewall movie's in our list.
Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, 1994. Two drag queens and a transgender woman embark on a road trip across the Australian outback, facing challenges and celebrating their identities.
Have you seen this?
No, and I am a terrible person for not, because I know this is like a cult classic.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah, is it any good?
Probably not because I picked two, because I was with people who wanted to see it.
Yeah. Is it any good?
Yeah, it's pretty good. Especially when you consider those were name actors who were all doing drag.
Oh, is this the one with Patrick Swayze and Wesley Snipes? I thought, and John Leguizamo? I thought that was a different movie.
No, I'm pretty sure that's
okay.
That's this one.
Okay.
Which may have gotten people to watch it who wouldn't have.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I've seen the one with John Leguizamo, Patrick Swayze, and I think that, if that's it, then I've seen it. It was okay. It was funny, you know what I mean? But it falls back on the same stereotypes with drag queens and...
You're thinking tropes rather than stereotypes.
Yeah, okay, tropes, yeah. Okay, so.
Hedwig and the Angry Itch, 2001. A rock musical about a transgender punk rock singer from East Berlin telling her story of love, loss, and self-discovery.
Never saw that one either. Another.
No.
Another.
And I have heard so many people praise this movie, but I just have not seen it.
Yeah, I just... One of those, another ones.
It needs to, we need some way to control the suggested movies list on streaming.
Yeah. Okay, God's Own Country, 2017. A young farmer in Yorkshire forms a bond with a Romanian migrant worker, leading to a transformative and passionate relationship. I've never heard of it.
I've heard the name of the show, but... never seen it, and there are so many movies about adolescent boys coming of age, and
okay. Fire Island, 2022. A group of friends embark on a week-long vacation to the iconic Fire Island, navigating love, friendship, and self-discovery.
This is a good movie.
Is this the one with Bowen Yang And
I don't recognize that name.
Bowen Yang, he's the Asian comedian that's on Saturday Night Live.
Could be.
And then Margaret Cho is on it.
I don't think he's old enough to have been in that movie.
2022.
Oh. Okay.
Is Margaret Cho in that movie?
Yes.
Okay, and they're on the island. Yeah, it's just a good movie. It was on Hulu or Prime. I think it was a Prime movie. It was good. I liked that movie. It made me laugh. I thought it was really good.
Yeah, it was.
So, that'd be a fun place to go visit. I'd like to go to Fire Island sometime. You don't want to go?
I think we would go and have such high expectations, we'd be disappointed.
Well, would you either do that or go to Providence?
I'm not a lesbian golfer, so I'll stay away from Providence.
Providence is where they have the Big Bear Week, don't they? Get out of here.
Yes.
Smart ass. Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. A multiverse spanning adventure that intertwines themes of family, identity, and acceptance featuring a queer storyline.
Michelle Yeoh, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure you've seen this and probably loved it.
It was a very cool movie. It's very different. You had to pay attention.
So how did you sleep through it and see it at the same time?
You can be amazed. I can't actually stay awake. I don't sleep and work. I can't actually watch things. It's normally while you're sleeping, I'm awake, but that's generally what happens. So, but that's, you've never seen it?
I've seen bits and pieces of it.
You can't stay awake.
Kind of like I've seen bits and pieces of Three Body Solution. But I haven't watched the whole thing.
Okay. It's a good show. I mean, it's different. I mean, God, it won every year. I think every Oscar that came out that year.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it's a good movie. I definitely recommend it.
The Star Trek movie that she was in.
The new one.
What was it called?
Something 52 or... No. The new one you're talking about, though?
Section 31.
There we go.
Yeah. The only reason we got to see Section 31 is because she was on contract to do that movie before she did this one.
Oh, really?
And now she's so popular, there's no way anybody would get her without a new contract.
So you don't think she'll do any more Star Trek movies?
Probably not.
Really?
And I would advise her not to, because that was a turd.
Yeah, but I...
It was a highly polished turd.
She's got such a huge following. And
yes,
cool,
she does.
Cool. I mean, because besides the Star Trek stuff, she did the whole Hidden Dragon, Crouching Tiger stuff. She's got such a huge cult following. I mean, it'd be sad if she didn't...
Well, and a lot of what makes her popular is the action kung fu type stuff, and she's getting a bit old for that.
Yeah. So she does a lot of it in that movie theater, that film. So, but it was a good movie. I enjoyed it. Okay. The Wizard of Oz, 1939. Transported to a surreal landscape, a young girl kills the first person she meets and then teams up with three strangers to kill again. Oh, crap. Wow, I've never heard The Wizard of Oz described as... So cringeworthy. My God. Oh. I guess that's really what happens, but I never looked at it that way, so no kid should ever see this movie. I love how you throw that in there. Oh. Okay. Well, I've never seen it.
You've never seen
it? No, I've seen The Wizard of Oz, yes.
I don't understand why it's on a list of gay movies.
Yeah. Did you do that? Transported to surreal?
No, that's a very famous synopsis.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. That's a... Yeah, everyone's seen this. There's really nothing to talk about.
But I don't... There's no hidden gay meaning. There's no overt gay characters or...
It's the ruby red slippers. It's the drag queens that they get over to the...
Okay. And Judy Garland was the daughter, or no, was the
mother of,
I just was going to say the word, now I can't think of it.
What's her name?
Liza Minnelli.
Liza Minnelli, yes.
Yeah.
Who was a gay icon.
So that's probably the only gay connection.
Yeah. And why is Liza Minnelli such a gay icon?
Strong, powerful women are.
Yeah, and that's true. And some of them don't deserve it, though. So
don't tell Lady Gaga that.
I like Lady Gaga, though. So, okay, Longtime Companion, 1989. A group of friends navigate life and loss during the early years of the AIDS epidemic, exploring love and friendship.
You've seen it?
Mm-mm.
You have not seen it?
Is this on HBO?
I don't know.
I think it's
a pretty old movie.
It's super, super sad.
Yes, bring a box of Kleenex when you watch this movie.
I'm thinking of the HBO Angels Above America.
Angels in America.
Angels in America. Okay, that's what I was thinking. I got them confused. But no, I think I did say Longtime Companion. But that's a tearjerker. Like,
and isn't Mark Ruffalo in this too?
I think so.
Yeah. And the guy who starred in Ben, do you remember Ben?
Mm-mm.
The kid who had the rats for...
Oh, yeah, with the rats and him.
Yeah, well, the kid who starred in that was in this movie. I can't think of his name.
Okay.
But he has a tear-jerking scene where he's in the hospital and his partner is dying and he says, "It's okay. It's okay, you can leave."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he tells him he can go without him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's sad. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it's amazing people do that and it actually works.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, yeah. But everyone, I think a lot of people have done it. Yeah. You know, it's okay to say goodbye to people you love. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, and people do, I think, hold on until they hear those affirming words.
So. Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Okay. Pink Flamingos, 1972, a cult classic that follows the outrageous antics of Divine, a drag queen vying for the title of filthiest person alive.
I'll bet you have never seen this.
Nope.
It is sort of a classic. When the gay pride organization here in town decided to start back up, there was a period sort of after Anita Bryant and until, say, 1990 or late 88. The Pride organization decided to start back up again.
Mm-hmm.
And have a parade and a festival and everything. And this movie was what they decided to play.
Oh, wow.
People walked out.
Really?
Demanded their money back.
Why?
Just 'cause it's a horrible, horrible movie.
Yeah.
It's a John Waters film.
How is he famous?
I don't know.
I mean...
One thing is, he was uncompromising.
Mm-hmm.
He made his movies the way he wanted to make them, despite how bad they were.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
Kind of like so bad that they're good.
But I've never gotten that. It's... I don't get it. I just don't get it. I mean, he's a... I guess each their own.
And Divine, I mean, they were both cut from the same cloth.
Mm.
In this movie, I believe it's this movie, there's several of them that he did with Divine before she died. But I think in this one where she picks up a dog turd and eats it.
Oh, God. I could have went without...
Yeah, that's when so many people walked out.
That's just foul. Why would you do something like that?
It got attention.
Yeah, but there's some things you just don't need. Like that.
Right,
I don't need to be eating
and
feces from an animal.
Making the decision to make that as the movie for...
To bring back.
Pride that year.
Yeah.
Probably not a wise decision.
No. That was some snotty little queen who thought they were going to be funny and make a scene by doing that. And it reacted terribly.
Mm.
So, yeah. Well. All right. Bad Education. A Spanish film that intertwines themes of love, betrayal, and identity set against the backdrop of a Catholic school.
I've heard of this. I've never seen it.
Me either.
Once again, probably not something I'll watch because it's a teenage angst movie.
Oh, is it? Okay. Yeah, and it's a Spanish film, too.
Oh, yeah. Not that I'm opposed to watching closed captions.
Mm-hmm.
But oftentimes I'm trying to do other things while the movie's on, and I just don't want to sit and read the entire movie.
Yeah. Man. Yeah, I've never seen it. I'll watch it, close caption, but yeah, it's less likely.
Hmm.
So, all right, Serum, 1968. A mysterious visitor seduces members of a bourgeois family, leading to profound changes in their lives.
That's bourgeois.
I'm sorry. What did I say? Bourgeois?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Bougie. I'm just going to call bougie. It bougie. Okay.
I don't think I've seen this one either, but I've heard of it.
I haven't seen this one. I've never heard of it either.
The plot sounds like the same plot as, what is it, something of the Vanities.
Bonfire of the Vanities?
Bonfire of the Vanities.
Hmm.
Sounds like just another version of that.
Yeah. Okay. Midnight Cowboy, 1969. A naive Texas hustler forms a bond with a con man in New York City, leading to a poignant exploration of friendship and survival.
You've heard of this?
I've seen it.
You've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the con man? I can't think of it. Dustin Hoffman?
Dustin Hoffman is the con man.
And the
man
cowboy?
Is, I can't think of his name.
Can't either.
Famous actor, too.
Mm-hmm. But yeah. This was back in the days where every movie that had gay characters had to have a tragic ending.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I mean, the whole... But...
I'm glad to see those days are gone.
Yeah. Yeah, very, very much so. And you have a little bit more lightheartedness.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Fox and His Friends, 1975. A working-class man wins the lottery and becomes involved with a wealthy man, leading to exploitation and betrayal.
I have not seen it, but that sounds like a fascinating concept for a movie. I think I want to see that.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of sad, though. Okay,
I suppose.
It could be. I mean, it could be funny, too. I mean, or I don't know if it's a drama or a comedy.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
Based on that description, it could be either one.
Yeah. So, but, okay. Weekend, 2011. Two men meet at a club and spend a weekend together, forming a deep connection that challenges their perceptions.
I've seen this.
Isn't it good?
It's all right. There's a lot of skin in it.
Okay.
Which is probably the reason most people have seen it.
Okay. Yeah, I've never seen it either.
Hmm.
That's terrible. I've seen maybe like five of these movies. I don't know. Okay. Well, that's it.
Is that it?
That's all.
Okay.
You got a joke this week, or?
Why is it that Mike Pence will not shake Donald Trump's hand?
Because he tried to kill him? Or get him killed? I don't know why.
Because he doesn't think an asshole should touch a prick.
Wow. That's good. Wow. Tell us how you really feel. All right.
This is episode 151 of the Bear and Kura podcast. This is Bear.
This is Kura.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You have been listening to the Bear and Kura podcast, a production of the Land of Oz Information Services. We can be contacted via email using the address podcast@oz.com. And Oz is spelled AWES.